Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. Built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
Good. 809 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining us now by phone, we have Matt Meilstrup, a good friend. He is also the harbor pilot for the Port of Pensacola, and he is the vice president of the Navy League, and he is the president of the Propeller Club. He's all things maritime and nautical in this area, and he's a retired captain in the Coast Guard. Matt, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, good morning. Great to be back.
Great to be back. We have big events happening this weekend, although one of them is now not going to happen. So let's start with that. The Alyssa is not coming from Galveston, right?
Yeah, unfortunately. They had some engineering work they were doing. Didn't get everything quite wrapped up in time to make that timeline over here to Pensacola. But the good news is they're looking to come back in August. So, and maybe for a little bit longer stay than they would have had it in May.
Okay. All right. Well, that's great. I look forward to seeing that. Obviously, I think we're really excited about the conjoined event where you could go and see two completely different eras and, you know, an old tall ship and just a semi-old sailing ship. But even though the Alyssa is not coming, we still have this weekend the Bark Eagle coming, Coast Guard training ship, right?
What a great visit. That ship is so cool. And I had the great fortune to command that ship for 4 years, and it is an awesome experience for the public to come visit.
Did I know that? I don't think I knew that you were the CO, the skipper of the Bark Eagle for 4 years? That's a long time.
4 years. Yeah, it's been a couple of years on board.
Wow. So when you go back on that ship, which it's been here, what, once before, a couple of years ago, right?
In 2022, that was the first visit to Pensacola, actually, so it's number two.
Yeah, and so when you go back on board, how do you turn off your former skipper, or do you just be like, this is my home, I know this thing inside and out?
It's very difficult.
I bet.
You know, you get to reminisce. There's quite a few memories there, mostly positive and, you know, fun times and a lot of great experience with cadets and crew.
So let's just for a second, for people who may not remember what we talked about, you know, previously in 2022, but also just for people who don't know, this is an amazing ship. Let's start with the history. This was not a U.S. built ship, right?
That's correct. Yeah, in 1936, Germany built a ship in Blommenbach Shipyard in Hamburg to sail train German mariners. And then the World War II happened. Ship did its thing through World War II. And then as part of the reparations at the end of the war, the Coast Guard wanted a sail train ship and knew the Germans had a very well-built one. And this became the Coast Guard's war reparation, the United States, and then the Coast Guard Academy eventually got it.
I love that this is an in-your-face to Germany post-World War II, that we stole their training ship. Made a part of the settlement. we stole their training ship, turned it into a Coast Guard ship, and used it for our own training because we thought, oh, that'll do nicely, sir. Thank you.
And even when we go back to Germany and ship does return over to Europe every now and then, the Germans are extremely proud of the product. It's almost 100 years old now.
Yeah.
So
it held up. That's pretty good.
So doing okay.
What kind of training, like what is for the Coast Guard? What does this ship represent? It's not an all Coast Guardsmen go through this process though, right?
No, almost all the officers will through different accession programs. So, you know, a vast majority of them will. And what the Coast Guard Academy, that's the predominant officer accession source that will go aboard the Eagle. All of them will go. And they go.
Wait, so they all go from they all go from the Academy to the Eagle? All the officers do?
They're all cadets, and they'll eventually be the officers. And, you know, they spend 5 weeks on board during this sophomore summer, and then they can go back in future summers. So a lot of them do that.
Okay.
But, you know, they take the classroom knowledge they learn in navigation and seamanship and engineering and damage control. And it's really a practical application of that on the water. And then, so that's all of the hard topics, the subject matter that they basically put into experiential training. And then they also learn leadership and communication and how to live in close quarters with somebody, courage when you're climbing aloft, confidence, you know, you can do this. And so in all facets, the ship is just a spectacular training platform.
Wow, that's fantastic. So from the public's point of view, it's going to come in, what, Friday, and it's going to leave on Monday. What sort of access, what sort of events, what do people need to know about the activities this weekend?
Sure. Great. Thank you. On Friday, they will actually come in and they'll anchor down in the southern part of the bay. So if you're on the water, you can see the ship down there and, you know, get some pictures and all that. And then Saturday morning, the ship will transition from that anchorage in the bay to Palafox Pier, Plaza Luna, and they'll moor there for Saturday and Sunday and depart on Monday, Memorial Day. And the neat opportunity, they're open for 3 hours of her tours on Saturday. From 1 o'clock in the afternoon to 4, then they'll close that down for an evening reception. And then the next day, Sunday, is their big tour day. They'll be open from 10 a.m. until 7 p.m. Oh, I'm sorry, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. For general public. And then for an hour, they offer a special hour up front, 9 to 10, for military and first responders and veterans to come in and get that first hour of tour time.
Oh, very cool.
Great opportunity. The tours are of course, they're free. You know, great picture opportunities, or even if you just come down to Plaza Luna and take a look at the ship from the pier. You know, the only thing I'd recommend is don't wear high heels and don't wear skirts. There are ladders involved.
He's talking to you, John.
So it's safer. that's a cheap shot there.
Well, John was asking me how to dress earlier, and I wanted to make sure he knows that his fiance should not.
That's right. So in any event, the ship's open for free tours. Love to have people come down. You get to meet the cadets. You get to meet some of the crew. You'll get to see an actual working tall ship, sail training ship, and it's a neat experience.
That's great. Last quick question for you. We're talking to Matt Malstrup. He is the harbor pilot, vice president of the Navy League, and also the president of the Propeller Club here in town. Just last quick question. I know it's work for the Coast Guardsmen, but will they get a chance to, you know, come ashore and enjoy Palafox, or is it all work all weekend for them?
Well, they'll be on duty. Some of them will be on duty, so they'll be conducting tours and, you know, safeguarding the ship and keep mm-hmm. standing and watches and overseeing machinery and things like that. But they'll have an off day. So, you know, 2/3 of the ship will kind of be off each day, and they are extremely excited to see Pensacola, both downtown area and, you know, Palafox Street's going to be opening up. That's cool.
Yeah.
And they, of course, they are super excited about going to the beaches. And, you know, there are aspiring aviators, so I'm sure they'll end up in the National Aviation Museum. You know, they'll spread all throughout Pensacola, and you'll see them. The youngest trainees, I think they'll be wearing uniforms, although the force protection standards, maybe they won't. But you'll certainly recognize a bunch of young cadets walking around Palafox.
Oh, that's fantastic. Sweet. Outstanding. Well, we're looking forward to it. It's going to be a great series of events this weekend. Again, the Bark Eagle's coming downtown, and it'll be mooring off of the Plaza de Luna. Tours are available to the public 1 to 4 Saturday, 10 to 7 on Sunday. Matt Malstrup, he is the harbor pilot. He is also the vice president of the Navy League and the president of the Propeller Club, and a good friend and been a great resource for the show. Matt, thank you for the information. Thanks for what you do. And thank you for your service when you were in the Coast Guard. And kind of cool that you were 4 years the skipper of that ship. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you again this weekend. I'll see you this weekend.
That sounds great. I look forward to it. Thanks for the time.
You bet. John Pickens has traffic for us now. John?
And thank you, Matt, for defending me. I worry about you in the high heels. All right, so no accident to report to you right now. If you're on 98 westbound approaching Gulf Breeze, you can experience just a 5-minute delay in that area. But other than that, we look good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. If you have if you need that next vehicle, Frontier Motors is a great selection of good quality cars. And the selection is great. And it's a lot of different makes and models in one place, which is great. And the prices are great. And the warranty is great. I mean, everything's great. But to me, what really sets them apart is not all of that. All of that would be enough. Okay? But on top of that, their attitude towards you as a customer is, we want you to enjoy this process enough that you want to come back again and again and again and again. So they do it differently. And you can tell that, you know, if you're like me, you've had an experience buying cars. And let's be honest, it's not always pleasant. It's often very you know, and that's why you resist going to shopping for cars, You go to Frontier. I'm just telling you, it's different. And you'll notice, and it'll be in a lot of little things that they do and also don't do, and how they treat you. And, you know, the idea is we want to make you customers for life. And I know they have for me and for my wife and for our family. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Spring is here. Oh, yeah. And it's time to warm things up with the new slow smoke menu at Sonny's Barbecue. Whether it's our brisket grilled cheese, the hot link loaded mac, or the amazing new peach cobbler egg rolls, you're sure to love them. Maybe you're throwing a party and need some barbecue catered. We can help with that. Whether you're picking up, need it delivered, or a team to come out and serve. With four locations in the News Radio area, visit sunnysbbq.com to learn more or order today. And remember, it's always Sonny's here.
At FPL, our teams are working every day, inspecting, upgrading, and strengthening the grid, installing smart sensors that spot problems before they become outages, keeping your lights on, your devices charged, your world running. You may not see us, but our work never stops. Behind every switch that powers on, every moment that just works. Because reliability isn't an option, it's a commitment. FPL, working for you every single day. Learn more at fpl.com/value.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Saturday through Monday, see America's tall ship, the U.S. Coast Guard Bark Eagle. It's the largest tall ship flying the stars and stripes. For tour information, see visitpensacola.com. Saturday, it's the annual Family Beach Fest at the Gulfside Pavilion from 3 till 7:30. The free concert honors God, family, and our military on Memorial Day weekend. See Family Beach Fest on Facebook for more. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Talking about it. We're talking about it.
The midterm elections.
Who will win? Who will not?
It'll all be covered on News Radio 92.3.
So speaking of exes, my old boyfriend came over late last night, and yada, yada, yada. Anyway, I'm really tired today.
Really matter what I think. 61% of our Escambia County residents not that long ago agreed with that notion. Not 51-49, 61-39 agreed. I certainly am not in agreement of why you would take up something that the citizens have already voted on. When would that ever end? Should we just be taking up every single referendum every year? I mean, apparently that's the theme this year when we voted things in. Even when we've seen improvement, superintendent, for example. So we brag about improvement under a previous form, and we're changing it.
Oh, it's a double shot from the mayor yesterday about the proposed Escambia Children's Trust rescission vote. The idea is, you know, Mike Kohler doesn't like it, and, you know, for reasons. He wants to put it in front of the county commissioners to put it on the ballot potentially. We'll see. I think that vote's going to be close. I'm not sure which way it's going to go. But they've already agreed to put on, although this is school board, but the school board has put on the going back to an elected superintendent, and DC was on the other side of both of those issues. I believe I know for sure. I'm 99% sure that he's on both sides, for the Escambia Children's Trust and for the appointed. And he's like, why are we bringing everything back up for another vote after we haven't even really tried it long enough? You know, we promised to do it for 10 years. Why would we not do it for 10 years?
And so, I'm just more of a data guy and trying to listen to what the voters had already said. I certainly support the efforts. We had things to work through just as they had to with the county. But I can certainly tell you that those dollars are going to go to make quality of life for children in this city better. I can't speak to what they want to emphasize or what the board wants to do with that. But at the end of the day, I think about it as the voters were asked about this. They overwhelmingly supported it. That I believe it sunsets in 2030. And I would think then that would be a pertinent conversation is what has been accomplished? Has it been worthwhile? Is this something that we should continue to do and allow, the voters to decide if they think that it's been valuable?
Yeah, I mean, we voted in for 10 years. And I'm very on the fence on the Children's Trust anyway. I literally can't remember whether I voted for it or against it. We had a lot of conversations in my house about this. I think it has accomplished some very good things. I think it was off to a pretty rocky start. But this is part of why you put it in for 10 years. It's also a good reminder of why you put things in with a sunset provision. It ends in 10 years. Justify your existence after that. You know, come back to us. Just like we do with local option sales tax. Also, I think what we should have done was put in metrics. These are the metrics we're going to be judged by. Here's where they are now. Here's how we're going to measure this periodically. And so in 10 years or 9 years, we'll know where we are and you can decide then what to do. Every law, especially spending laws, ought to work this way, that you have a sunset provision. It should automatically not renew unless it gets renewed, and it should justify its existence through metrics that everybody can see. But we didn't do that, and so, you know, we're left kind of arguing over what qualifies. I'm with the mayor and Ashley Hoffberger on this part of the question. We agreed to 10 years, do 10 years. You know, this notion that we should bring everything back up for a vote is just kind of baffling to me, and we're doing it with a bunch of things. I mean, should the local option sales tax come up for a renewal every year? Should, county commissioners come up for a reaffirmation every year or a recall vote every other year? You know, it's even years we do elections. Maybe, you know, this year we should have Ashley and Steve should be up for reelection and, you know, Mike and Lumen and Steven should be up for a recall or not. Well, no, why not? Well, you voted for 4 years. Duh, yeah. That's it, exactly. You know, how about a recall election on Kevin Adams and Paul Fetsko and Kevin Stevens for putting the appointed superintendent on the ballot again? I mean, I'm not advocating for any of this. Were the voters too stupid to know what we voted for, 61-39? I mean, you know, you got to trust the voters at some point, or maybe you don't. Okay, second question. How much does the Escambia Children's Trust cost you? And what on earth is a mill? I'll explain in a second. John Pickens, this is your favorite topic, isn't it, John?
Oh, it's math. I love it.
John Pickens, Traffic on the Fives.
Brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the best of the bay winner, Barbary Plumbing at 477-8782. We've got an accident right now, Blue Angel Parkway in Kearney Road. So just be aware of that. But other than that, there's, let's see here. Nope, that's cleared up. So we're good to go on that. And let's see here, I-10, I-110 are back to flowing smoothly. 98 westbound approaching Gulf Breeze is about a five-minute delay. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Five.
All right, I'm going to make a terrible decision. But, John, it worked out previously, right?
It did.
Okay.
It did.
My theory is that most people don't understand what a mill is or what millage is. And I know I'm right about this because literally my math expert wife last night when we were talking about the Children's Trust – and I said, how much are we paying on that every year? And she told me, and then I said, well, you know, it's only about 0.4 mil. And she's like, I have no idea what that means, and neither does anybody else. Okay, true. So let's explain it. This is going to be, if you've ever wondered what a mil is, I'm going to explain it, and you're going to really be able to use it. You ready? A mil is a thousandth. Don't think million, think mil like millimeter, a thousandth of a meter, okay? Or a tenth of a percent. And I know none of that's going to help, but okay, hear me out. You have a house. Your house is valued at $400,000, but let's say your tax base is $300,000 because you got a homestead exemption, you got Save Our Homes. The amount you pay on is $300,000. A mil, just take off the thousand. So a $300,000 house, a mil is a $300. So every year, if the millage in your county, city, or whatever was one, which it's not, but if it were, you would pay $300. If the mill is two, you pay $600. If the mill is three, you pay $900. If the mill is four, you pay $1,200. You follow? That's the math. So, $300,000 home at four mills is $1,200 a year. In Escambia County, the millage is 13.4. So, a $300,000 home times 13, that's right around $4,000, okay? In the city of Pensacola, it's 17. It's plus 4.3 for the city, minus 0.69 for the sheriff. Net 17. So a $300,000 home is $5,100 a year. 17 times 300. In the downtown area with plus two for the DIB, it's 300 is 5,700. The Escambia Children's Trust is 0.4 mil, 0.38. So on a $300,000 home, it's about $120 a year. All right, John, second time I've done it. Clear?
Very.
And if you live in Santa Rosa, your numbers are a little different. Typical millage in Santa Rosa is around 11. So a $300,000 home is $3,300 a year. 11 300s. Drop the thousands, multiply by the millage. That's it. That's the simple way to do it. Jay is 16, so it's like $5,000. Milton is 13, so it's like $4,000. But the point is, just take, and I know it's not the price, but it's the value minus homestead and all that stuff. When you get to the taxable base, you multiply that times the millage as, like, just take off the thousand. That's all you have to do. Simple? John, simple?
Very.
I did math on the radio and everybody survived.
We did. I'm so proud of you.
David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Good morning. Iran's Revolutionary Guard is threatening to escalate the war beyond the Middle East if the U.S. and Israel decide to attack again. In a statement, the Guard said it would deliver, quote, crushing blows to places you cannot imagine. President Trump said yesterday that his wish is to end the war very quickly. And a Texas man facing charges, Andrew, after he drove his Tesla Cybertruck into a lake. Yeah, I guess he was testing out its Wade mode feature. Police in Grapevine say the driver said that he took his, he told them he did that Monday.
I hope it didn't catch on fire.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Key races in Kentucky settled by the voters who deliver for President Trump.
Kentucky Congressman Thomas Massie is one of the latest Trump critics to fall. Massie has been a thorn in the president's side. He has repeatedly criticized and voted against parts of Trump's agenda, especially on the Middle East. Despite his loss last night, Massie indicates he has no regrets occasionally breaking with the president.
Fox's Madeline Rivera reporting the winner in that race, Ed Gallrein, spoke to Fox's Hannity.
It was a David versus Goliath. I was the underdog. I want to thank the president. I want to thank the conservative Republicans from this district and my supporters and team.
Congressman Andy Barr wins the primary for the Senate seat that is open with the retirement of Senator Mitch McConnell and a runoff in Georgia for the Republicans to settle who will run against the Democrat Keisha Lance Bottoms for governor. America's listening to Fox News.
It's 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. We've got 73 degrees right now with partly cloudy skies, and we're going to get a look at our forecast from Channel 3. That's up in just a few minutes. Santa Rosa County leaders are preparing to take a vote Thursday on school zone speed cameras that are aimed at slowing drivers down around students. The cameras would issue civil citations when drivers are caught going at least 11 miles per hour over the speed limit during active school zone hours. Now, at Tuesday's committee meeting, there was some public concern that focused less on the speed enforcement but more on surveillance equipment that was included in the contract.
There'll be no LPRs or what they call flock cameras in the school zones.
Once again, social misinformation is getting it wrong. These are not flock cameras.
No, the only data that gets captured is violators in the school zones. And the flock cameras that are mentioned in there have nothing to do with the school zones.
And that's Major Brinkman's there with the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. Cuba's Independence Day being marked in South Florida with reports that the U.S. Justice Department could criminally indict former Cuban leader Raul Castro. And that's drawing a lot of attention. The possible charges stem from the 1996 shootdown of the Brothers of Rescue aircraft by Cuban fighter jets.
This is more putting pressure on the Cuban leader and the Cuban government to come to the table and make an agreement to start making changes both to the political system and to their economic system, which is in shambles.
That's Dr. Andy Gomez, a Cuban expert, and he says even if the charges are filed, major political change on the island is probably unlikely. Scambia deputies investigated a possible explosive device in a county neighborhood on Tuesday. The sheriff's office responded to the area of Tampico Way and Tampico Boulevard at about 9:30 p.m. after receiving a report of a potential bomb. An explosive ordnance disposal team was called out to evaluate the device. They determined it was non-explosive. Scambia commissioners are set to vote this week on backing a state grant request that could add three new mental health positions in the county. Lakeview Center seeking the funding to support the existing mental health court, hiring a case manager, peer specialist, and program coordinator. The push comes as the county holds the highest overdose mortality rate and the highest mental health hospitalization rate in the state. Commissioner Mike Kohler says the county's support costs nothing. It's simply a pass-through endorsement of Lakeview's application. Now, beach season is here, and safety coverage is a top priority.
Pensacola Beach lifeguards will expand lifeguard coverage to Perdido Key for the summer season starting Saturday, with lifeguards stationed at Perdido Key Beach Access Number 2 from 10 to 6 daily. This is in addition to Pensacola Beach lifeguard coverage on Casino Beach, Park East, Park West, and Quiet Water Beach, which began in March and will continue through the summer with increased staffing beginning this weekend. Chris Bryan, News Radio 92.
Thank you, Chris. And it is 71 right now, partly cloudy skies at 8:35. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That's right. Let's see here. We're still dealing with the accident that happened. Let's see here. Computer freezing. Okay. Blue Angel and Kearney Road. So just be aware of that. Thank you, computer. All right, also 98 westbound approaching Gulf Breeze, seeing about a five-minute delay. But other than that, things look good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 weather forecast with Brooke Richardson.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. We are going to be seeing another beautiful warm day today. Temperatures near 85 degrees for your high. 20% chance of a stray shower in the afternoon. Otherwise, partly cloudy skies. Temperatures tonight near 75. We're going to be looking at that nice pattern on Thursday as well, with a 20% chance of rain. High near 84. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 77. And keeping that small 20% chance of rain on Friday with a high near 84 degrees. Stay connected. Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV Weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And it is 8:36 here at News Radio 92.3. Right now, 73 degrees with partly cloudy skies. Your money now. Taking a look at our opening markets here this morning. The Dow down about a quarter percent at 49,247.10. The S&P is up about eight and three quarter points right now at 73,62.45. NASDAQ up over a quarter percent at 25,960.33 this morning. Our 10-year bond rate is down just a bit at 4.65%. Gold prices are down $1,650 this morning at $4,494.70. Silver is up 26 cents at $75.44. And looking at those oil prices today, well, West Texas Intermediate is down 228 at $101.87 a barrel. Brent crude down 261 at $108.67 a barrel. Taking a look at our gas prices today. National average up yet again, $4.55 today. The statewide average at $4.52, which is up from $4.43 yesterday. And looking here locally, we are seeing gas prices around Escambia County at, looks like you can get gas at about $3.95 if you're over on the west side, around the Bellevue area. Or Myrtle Grove, a little bit more, of course, in a few of our stations around. If you're up around 9 Mile, a few stations there, all the way up at 419. And taking a look in Santa Rosa County right now in Milton, looks like gas running right around 419 at or 419 in. Around Pace, and then if you're over in Milton, looks like most stations at about $3.95. Seeing $4.29 in Gulf Breeze, $4.19 as you get a little closer to the Target Tiger Point area, and then dropping a little bit once you get towards Navarre, a few stations there at about $3.99. Turning to our financial headlines today. Nearly 50,000 Samsung employees are going on strike. There's an 18-day protest.
The workers' union is calling the protest over the South Korea tech giant's bonus payments. They want the company to abolish a cap on bonuses and put more money into paying them out. I'm Monica Nelson.
Meta's North American employees have been told to work at home today. The company is planning to lay off 10% of its global workforce. And Minnesota is now the first state to outlaw prediction markets. That was signed by Governor Tim Walz yesterday. It's 8:39, your next news at 9, and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. Whether it's the style and performance of the all-new 2026 Outback or the extraordinary mileage of the 2026 Forester Hybrid, your next Subaru is guaranteed to put more scenery in your scenic route. The iconic Subaru Outback has been completely redesigned with sharper lines and more edge, making it look as tough and rugged as it drives. And the Forester Hybrid, with a driving range of up to 581 miles per tank and up to 40% better city fuel economy, will let you hit the road again and again and again. Both come standard with Subaru's legendary symmetrical all-wheel drive to help you take every journey with confidence. The all-new 2026 Subaru Outback and the 2026 Forester Hybrid. Love never looks so good. Get your next Subaru at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, or online at AndersonSubaru.com. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 91% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for the summer and fall semester. Go to pensacolastate.edu. That's pensacolastate.edu to learn more.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that's Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry, gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. Emerald Coast Coins on Creighton Road.
You know that feeling when a headline sounds big,
but nobody explains what it actually means for your day?
That's where Andrew McKay comes in.
Alex Andrade, do the maps accomplish the goal of ending the race-based drawing? Do you think they were drawn for partisan advantage?
The first question, yes. I think it addresses race-based maps. It complies with the Calais decision, and it provided justification to pass the map yesterday.
The Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, weekdays 5 to 9 on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, before I get started here, I do want to say, so I got a text in here. It was one of the most adorable texts. It was from, you know, somebody who was a first-time texter and just was thanking me for doing the millage rate thing, which I think is amazing. I may write a Facebook post about that. And then followed up by saying, my 11-year-old and daughter and I listen to your show every day, and she's learned a lot about our area, which is great. Keep up the good work. And I'm like, tell me the name. And so, Zara, thank you for listening, and thank you for, you know, being in the car and listening to the show with your mom. And, mom, thank you for teaching your kids. I love that. That's just fantastic. So gratifying, you know, to hear that. I have a couple of friends who, you know, one's like, the girls always like to talk about your transgressors and all these other things. It just always cracks me up. So anyway, all right, frivolous topic of the day. I'm in some of these like Gen X groups on Facebook, and they're always kind of entertaining to me because it's always like reminding you of things. I mean, a lot of groups on Facebook, but one of the ones that seems to come up periodically there that I think is a great question is, what poster did you have on your wall as a kid? 437-1620, 437-1620. What poster did you have on your wall as a kid? I am a little reluctant to answer this question or maybe excited to answer this question. I don't know which way you want to say it, but what happens is somebody will say, y'all remember this poster? I'm like, oh, yes. Because if you are a man of a certain age, it may be that you had. Well,
go ahead.
Let's just,
go for it. Let's hear this explanation.
You mashed those words together unintentionally. to hear this explanation?
Yeah.
All right. So, John, what poster did you have on your wall as a kid?
Had NASCAR. NASCAR and guns, man.
Wow.
Did I get it right?
No.
I'm sure. All right, go on. What do you got?
Air Jordan.
Nice. The dunk?
The dunk and the logo, too.
Oh, two different ones.
Yeah.
Oh, you doubled down on MJ.
I did double down on the double down.
Excellent. Is that it?
That we can talk about on the radio?
I'm just
going to go with that one.
Come on. You turned out to be a arguably, allegedly normal adult human being. Christian, right? You know, man of faith. Come on. What else you got? Tell me. Come on. Tell me the embarrassing one.
No. You can't say it on the air.
Yes, you can. No, you can't. Really can't? All right. Fine. All right.
Let's go with NASCAR and cars going around a track.
Liar. 437-1620, 437-1620. What poster did you have on your wall as a kid? I'm already getting some texts in. This is great. All right, let's go to the texts. Farrah Fawcett. Now, I did not have Farrah, but we all knew the Farrah Fawcett poster. Let's just put it that way. We all knew it. I did not expect this. Pistons Bad Boys posters.
Oh.
Lambeer and Sally and Rodman and Joe Dumars. Oh, my language. I was raised in Detroit. That just makes me. All right. I'm just going to move on. I hadn't expected that little slice of nostalgia this morning. That's pretty good. Levi's poster. Okay. Interesting. Sean Cassidy. There you go. A little cat. Hang in there. You remember the hang in there poster?
Yes. Oh,
that was like
goodness.
You'd get that at your scholastic book fair at school and bring that on. Hang in there. That's the best. 437-1620. What posters were on your wall as a kid? Particularly the ones you don't want to admit. Admit those publicly here on the radio. John Pickens has Traffic on the Fives.
Yeah, it's a family show.
Sure.
All right.
It is.
It is.
Come on.
I know. All right. So we've got an accident that
just
happened.
I just talked about this young girl that's listening to this
I know, it's a family
show. I'm so guilty.
Show.
Oh, well.
All right, West Navy Boulevard in Chiefs Way is a hit and run. Let's see here. Not seeing any delays yet associated with that one. An officer involved hit and run there. 98 westbound approaching
Wait,
Gulf
what,
Breeze.
What do you mean? Officer involved?
It
like
says
there was
patrol
a sheriff's
car crash.
Was involved in it? Oh.
That's what it says.
Okay. We'll find out more soon.
Yes. All right, 98 westbound headed toward Gulf Breeze experiencing a 7-minute delay. I'm John Pickens with the Traffic on the Five.
Thanks so much, John. If you're buying or selling a home, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty do really well at this. They sold 209 homes last year. That's 4 week on average, which is amazing. You know, there's a lot of real estate agents or teams that would, you know, like, let us sell 10 this year. You know, I mean, one a month would be a lot, right? Four a week is outrageous. Now, in the peak of the market, when the market was easy, they were selling over 200 back then. And then, you know, the market got harder. Rates got worse. Prices got worse. Okay, they declined to 200 to 175, then 165. But then last year, back up again, 30%. In a market that hasn't changed. They just have figured it out. Something or other they have figured out. And, man, they're so good at this. Now, that's if you're selling. If you're buying, of course, same thing, especially if you're buying for the first time. Look, you might have a friend or a relative or somebody goes to your church that you know, like, I got to go with them. Okay, this is a professional service where, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars are on the line and, you know, what's a significant part of your life for the next, who knows, decade, 20 years, who knows. You want to make sure to get it right and just talk to Christina and find out whether maybe your friend, you prefer that. That's fine. But do an informed decision. Do an informed adult decision and ask her your questions. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty. All right, question of the day, frivolous question of the day is, what poster did you have on your wall as a kid? Or if you had multiple, that's fine. Particularly share with me the ones that you don't want to share. 437-1620, somebody said I had car posters on my wall. I want to say I had a Lamborghini Countach at one point.
I did.
I think I did. Yeah. That one's not quite as vivid to my memory as, say, Carol Alt.
Do you remember what color it was?
The Countach or Carol Alt?
I'm talking about the Lambo.
I think it was
Come on.
Black. I think it was a.
Really?
I think it was from the Cannonball Express. I think that's what it was from. The black one that the
Okay.
That she was in. Anyway, So Carol Alt was on a pink background. I remember that one pretty vividly. May also have had a Victoria Principal poster on my wall at one time in the past. May also have had Wolverine.
Mine was red, by the way.
Nice. Oh, Meg wants in on this now. All right. Wait, put her mic on, whichever mic it is. Aaron.
I think I'm right here. Yeah, here I am. Yes, I had to go down on this one. You know why? Because I had the most awesome poster ever made.
Tell.
Oh, huge. It was in my room. I looked at it every day. I talked to it.
The buildup is killing me. Pay off, baby. What do you got?
Mark Spitz with 7 gold medals around it in his United States flag bathing suit.
Well, can we ask like what
one
you
key
asked
element.
Him or talk to him about?
Telling you, it was between me and Mark.
Oh, wow.
Intimate conversations. I love that.
I mean, he was, and he had that mustache. Gosh, y'all.
I love to bring that back for you. I do. I love to bring that back for you. Somebody says, I know. John says, I had posters of fighter jets and missile spec sheets.
No,
Vicky says, my husband said he had Farrah Fawcett. There you go. Let's see. Oh, this is the one of Bo Jackson holding the baseball bat across his shoulders with the football pads on because he was the ultimate biathlete. Farrah Fawcett, Clint says, cat hanging by its paws, hang in there. Another one for that. Love that. Let's see. Raquel Welch. Yeah.
I have another one.
Go on. Since we're bringing it all back out here. John hasn't admitted any of his embarrassing ones.
But I did have a lot of posters. The other one, you may not remember this one, but it was from Love Story, and it was L-O-V-E.
Okay.
And I think it was the V was tilted. One of the letters was tilted, and it was in bright colors.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right, well done. All right.
Yeah, I'm dating myself, seriously.
I did movie posters, too. Well, apparently you were dating Mark Spitz.
Yeah, well, and I was kind of in love with Ryan O'Neal, too.
I had Empire of the Sun, Apocalypse Now. I worked at Blockbuster. I got free movie posters.
Oh, neat.
437-1620, a Baywatch poster of Pam Anderson, surf posters in the middle of the Surf magazine, New Kids on the Block, LOL. I love it. Oh, Corey Haim, look at that. Blacklight Led Zeppelin cover art, ooh. Endless Summer, The Beatles. Oh, I actually, okay, this is brief digression. I actually, somewhere in high school, I put up press board and then mounted one by one checkerboard style cork board on that 3 foot wide, a whole band across me, so that I could put up comic books and cover art and things like that. So it was always changing. I got all kinds of stuff up on my room. let's see. The kitty hanging in there was on the ceiling. I love that. Solar System, Star Wars, World Map, Boy George, Michael Jackson, the iconic Farrah Fawcett. Michael Jackson, the dunk, a Ferrari Testarossa. Oh yeah, I had a 512 TR on my wall too at one time. Let's see. Speaking of Gen X, would you judge me if I? Oh, that's Fraggle Rock. That's a totally different record, but I like that. I'm good. McDonnell Douglas F4 Phantom. I like that. Samantha Fox. Oh, that was a good one too. Not that I know. I didn't have that one, but I'd seen it. New Kids on the Block, first-time texter. I love that. Specifically, Donnie Wahlberg, Kirk Cameron, Ralph Macchio. Those are the only ones that stand out of the top of my head. Susanna Hoff, Walk Like an Egyptian with those eyes. The 1992 USA NBA Dream Team. Samantha Fox, wearing what I won't describe. Pat Benatar, Paula Abdul, Belle Biv DeVoe. Oh, BBD.
BBD.
Let's see. Blacklight posters. Okay, Meg's in. I also had a Beavis and Butthead poster.
Oh,
nice. But did you have, was it Sean? What was the name?
Which?
One of your characters.
Oh, I did have several.
Lolita. All right, there you go. Surf Magazine, Sean Cassidy, the Pyramids poster from Dark Side of the Moon, the Prism. God, all these texts. My dad had a Linda Carter Wonder Woman poster.
Ooh. I remember that one.
Yeah. Yes, he did. Your dad probably did too, even if you didn't see it. The Magnum PI poster, him in the shorts with the Hawaiian shirt unbuttoning to his belly button. This is hilarious. My daughter's generation had JTT and Prince William. I don't know what that means, but I'll allow it. St. Louis Cardinals and University of Kentucky basketball. Oh, Knight Rider. With Kit. Kiss. And somebody else says Vanilla Ice. Don't judge me.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction today at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling, including the kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Is your house your dream home? Or at least, is it on the way there? Maybe it's time for a change. Maybe all you really need to turn your house into your dream home is an appliance upgrade. When it's time for an upgrade, then it's time to visit Topps Appliance in Milton. They're locally owned and operated. They have top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, and stoves to dependable washers and dryers. Topps Appliance carries the brands you know and trust, like GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and more. Topps Appliance in Milton. They offer delivery and installation, something you won't get from the big box stores. And they have many items in stock, so you can take your new appliance the very same day. Topps Appliance. Check them out at toppsappliance.net on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street. Turning your house into your dream home. Topps Appliance.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy over the past few years. How do you know when to buy or sell? You'll need an expert to help you. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10:30 to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavitt Rinke Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's tomorrow at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
The five-day outlook is calling for intense flooding, followed by the end of the world!
You don't need panic. You need information. News Radio 92.3.
You can't think of it, can you? You know... But you can't
joust,
think of it.
That's
no,
not, it.
Not joust. Not wink, 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 wink. You got it? Time pilot.
Thanks, Andrew. Appreciate you, bro.
I just want you to not go through the rest of your day wondering, you know?
Thank you. I do because I would called you. And
you called me.
Hammered you with
4 p.m. Andrew, what was it? Time pilot. All right, John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by Florida West. Did you know the Florida West Economic Development Alliance works to create high-wage jobs, private capital investment that grow Escambia County's tax base? Still dealing with the accident that happened on West Navy Boulevard in Chiefs Way. Not seeing any delays associated with that. And if you're on 98 westbound, traffic is really starting to back up again, approaching Gulf Breeze. So expect about a 12-minute delay in that area. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. I appreciate that. I'm going to wind up picking on somebody in this topic, and it's not really my intent for it.
No, you've done enough today.
So the headline of the article is, why sleeping in total darkness is so much better for you. And it's the "and" part that gets me. And how to ease into it. And my thought was, what are you talking about? How to ease it?
Turn the lights off?
Okay. Yeah. I mean, click.
I mean, it's
how is this challenging? But wait, there's more. Apparently, there are people who do not sleep in darkness, which is better for you. Your body is better, gets a better, deeper sleep when you sleep in darkness because darkness gives them anxiety.
Like the clowns in the bed or something?
Like, yeah, like they're not, you know, you hear of afraid of the dark, but this is the afraid of the dark at night in your own bed, in your room, in your house as an adult, afraid of the dark. And apparently there are a lot of people who can't get to sleep because they're anxious about the scary dark creatures or whatever it is they imagine is going to happen to them in their room at night, in their bed, in their house, in the dark as adults. So the recommendation is to overcome dark fear, sleep-based anxiety. You just gradually work your way into it and dim the lights if you can. And I'm like, no, again, I don't, the fears you have are the fears you have, okay? And, you know, the one thing we know about irrational fears is you can't be talked out of them, right? It doesn't work that way. But yes, sleep with the lights out. Sleep in the dark. How is this complicated? Of course. But again, some people, I wonder if it's kids who had a nightlight. You know?
I don't know.
I guess you could also have the practical issue of, you know, are you going to stumble and fall if there's no light at all getting to the bathroom in the morning or something like that? But just go ahead, try it. Go ahead and turn out the lights.
Turn the TV off.
And, you know, when the clown gets you, there'll be nobody left to complain to me about it. You know?
Just look for the red balloon.
Dude, seriously, like, you're an adult. Turn the lights off. It will be fine. It will be completely fine. Trust me. I'm Andrew McKay. Pep Talk is up next.